Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, folks? This is The Diary, and this is your host, Stacey Johnson, the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, and I think I thought I had a problem. I guess I have like a 33-second delay on my show. They want to really make sure this black girl ain't saying something crazy about Oprah or Louis Farrakhan or somebody crazy. But thank you for joining me. I was just laughing. I'm like, well, are we going to start? Is it me? Should I reboot? Should I turn off the music? Thank you for joining me. And today I'm just going to share an incredible week that I've had. And I just want to share with you just some things that God has just done for me and continues to do for me. And you know what? God is real. And as soon as I start talking about God on the show, people stop listening. Well, you know what? That's your bad. And that is the bad of the church in America. Anytime you don't want to hear about the power of God and how your people use that power to make those people back there give themselves the ability to do what you have the freedom to do today, that you don't have to fight the battles they had to fight, well, then goodbye with yourself. But God is real. God is on your side if you'll be on his side and you confess his word and you just give it all up to God. Right now, I am in the field of pure potentiality, and that's the place that Deepak Chopra said that we're supposed to stay because that's what we are and that's what God is. And he says you're not supposed to know what's happening tomorrow because if you know what's happening tomorrow, you are stuck in the past because memory is just the expression of old experiences, and you always want to be living and new and growing. So if you're in a place in your life where you don't know what the hell may be happening tomorrow, a.k.a. Stacy's life, you are where you're supposed to be. That's when the universe will answer your desires and hopes if you stay where you're supposed to stay in a good feeling and goodness and hopefulness and speaking positivity, and that's where you're supposed to be. So today I just want to share my court experience on Tuesday, which, you know, everything I go through would devastate the average person. But for some reason, you know, now in my later life, it's like no thing to stand up to people huger and bigger and have tons more money than me. I mean, what does that mean? If you're giving away your soul and you're selling away your principles and you're selling away the thing that makes you you, what does that really mean? And so many people do it today. And I got caught up with a group of people that I guess get paid to do it on a regular basis, but they met more than they match. Most people say, oh, you met your match. No, when you meet Stacy, you pretty much meet more than your match. So I just want to tell people today, never give up on God because God never gives up on you. So I want to tell about my story. Okay, so how this all began. Moved in this place from living in a hotel, paying $1,300 or so a month to live in an extended stay. Got a place, ghetto. You know, and that's okay that it's ghetto because I've lived in a lot of ghetto places, and unfortunately today a lot more people live in, quote, ghetto places than they normally were used to, but I have God, so whether I'm abased or abound, I'm going to be good, I'm going to be happy, and God's going to protect me. But most times God sets me up. So I moved this place. Pool, they have in the advertisement, sparkling pools. Well, no, it's like green and nasty. I took pictures of everything. So after about 3-4 months of paying rent, I just said, you know what, I'm getting out of my lease. I'm getting the hell out of here. And you know what, if nobody else stands up, this is wrong. You moved me in here on the premise that I could get in the pool, I can get in the spa, at least the spa. For C5, at least a spa, not the pool. So I don't be getting in pools, but at least spa, they got to keep a certain temperature. All the cooties die out. But you can't get in nothing. Call security when you need it. Oh, man, we no longer work there. So I said, shit. You know, when I had kids and I had to worry about Jesse, Freddie, I don't know their name, Jesse, Freddie, and Chris, and I had to worry about a roof and impressing them and making them feel secure and safe and shit, I put up with a lot of stuff. From employers, from people places I lived, just people in just school districts, principals, vice principals, all of that shit. Because sometimes, you know, for your kids, you'll sacrifice, you'll shut your mouth, you'll do some things because No, you don't want to drag them at the extended stay, okay? So I didn't do, you know, I would just stay mad all the time and just did what I could do as a mom at that time. And thank God when they all got out of public school. And thank God when they all decided they were grown and out. Because now I don't have to worry about nobody but Stacy. And Stacy can do things Stacy couldn't do way back in the day. Stacy can stand for things that, yeah, they had me scared to stand for myself back then, too, because I had three people that were relying on me to do the best I could to give them a good, excellent life. And that's what I did. But today, not so much. Once my father turned 100 today, if he was still alive, and we still talking about the white man where I live got to pay rent any month, but I had to toe the line, that's some bullshit, and I'm not standing for it no more. I don't care what it means for me. And what it will mean is God's going to come through because it's wrong. I'm his child. He knows that. I serve him. We understand that. It's been going on for years. I worship him, I serve him, I respect my parents, I respect the gifts that he gives me, I respect people out there in the world, I have a skill, I don't expect anything free, I've worked my whole life since I was 14 years old, I've taken care of my three kids by myself, and I'm 50 years old, damn near, and I'm tired of these goddamn racists doing whatever the fuck they think they can get away with. So that's why I'm moving the hell up out of Sacramento because I don't have to live here anymore. I don't have any ties to Sacramento anymore. It's a dry-ass town where everybody is scared. Whether you're black or you're white, you're scared. And scared, fear, you won't get shit. I'm the hell up out of here. So I go to court. And my thing, I'm intelligent. And I figure we go by rules. Where when I, you know, especially in court, I was a litigation adjuster for 10 fucking years. Okay, and you have a law of ethics that you have to maintain as an adjuster, let alone an attorney. So when I first got this shit, I said, well, first of all, you didn't serve it right, Mr. Attorney, over the phone before I even went to court. Oh, no, he doesn't have to mail it. And I'm like, look, this ain't my first go-round at a fucking three-day notice. I'm 50 years old. Y'all do us this shit to us whenever you think you can. Yes, you do, and I got other ones. And blah, 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 blah. No, you don't. Okay, so you're lying right here. So you're telling me right here, as an officer of the court, you're just going to tell me you're going to lie to me because you think I don't know. And not to mention you've been doing whatever because I've talked to 14 people that live here and never once have any of them gotten one in the mail. So law of civil procedure, jackass, and I send you a copy of the paperwork from State of California website, Huey P. Newton. I didn't see shit in the mail, so we should be able to throw it out. My intention is not to fuck with you. My intention is to get what I pay for, to get what you promised me. I know that's crazy to ask, being poor and broken living in this ghetto-ass establishment, but it's not only for me. It's for all the other people and all the kids that is summer in hot-ass Sacramento and 106, and they can't get in the fucking pool. And you should be ashamed of yourself that you represent a pool of slumlords, not only who won't spend 47 cents to serve a nigga right, they won't do shit else. That pool's been like that for 2 years from what I can understand, Mr. Attorney. So I go to court, of course. A nigga going to court because niggas go to court when they go to court. So I went to court and I told him, I said, again, I'm going to ask the judge about the service. Okay? So I guess he knew with his little perchy lips. Okay, so oh, well, look, they just want you to move, and they'll take $100 off, and no, you can't stay, and we'll even drop this if you move. You scared of this 5'2", fat, no job, having work on it, the grace of God, but I do drive a Cadillac, baby, so you're confused. You know I'm from L.A., so you're confused. That's what I get, drop, because you just want me to leave. I said, no. When I moved in, this is what you told me, this is what you delivered. I'll leave all that shit, but I need a reduction in what I owe you. Well, no, we're not going to do it. Let's see the judge. Okay, so my dumb ass not realizing the really specific. So, okay, judge, okay, I hear what you're saying. What? Let's go back to service. So he's asked to do Michael, the liar that works here. Michael, did you mail the service? In the microphone like he on Judge Judy. Yes. I looked at him. I walked out. Finney, are we done? Shit, I don't give a fuck. Because, judges, you as an attorney, it's your duty to look for proof. You didn't ask for no proof. Poochie Mouth is over here grinning The nigga obviously has made a habit of lying because that's perjury where I come from. Lying under oath over mailing 47 cent. Okay, cool, because everybody and their mama know this nigga ain't mailed nothing. Okay, good, fine. So I go home. I'm like, God, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Because I thought you was finna hook me up. God, you did not hook me up. But I know a disappointment now means victory later. And this is before it was victory later. So I said, God, what do I do? He said, do what you normally do. You're self-employed. You got to make money. Sit down, make your money. Ain't nothing they going to do to you today. And blah, blah, blah. So over time, blah, 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 I'm thinking, okay, so I look. I'm like, let me just look for another place. Let's see how that works before it gets too bad to where I can't. So I look, and I say, yeah, Jesse said anybody can move where she used to live. So I call, and I'm like, yeah, da-da-da-da-da. And I tell him the truth because I don't know nothing but the truth. And the whole truth is, so help me Jesus. And so I'm like, I'll bring you everything, but look. And she's like, where is this? I told him, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, okay. So I go down. Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit. So the lady that moved me in here quit. And I hadn't seen her, and we were good friends, of course, and tell Stacy, tell people to stop. You know, if you're going to be mine, you know, yay. And then we was friends. And then, so lo and behold, long story short, who works there? The new place that I went to move into. She works there. And I said, hey, look, blah, blah, look, this is what is going on at your joint, blah, 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 blah. Does Michael mail the three-day notices? No, in front of me, in front of her, herself, directly to me and somebody else. I said, oh, thank you. So I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So I went and called the attorney. I said, look, Poochie Mouth, you, if it's that important that you put me out, you go right ahead. But it's going to be real important to me. And I told him before court, you know, you encourage your client to perjure himself. He asked me, did I think I was an attorney and I wasn't going to prevent him from doing his job? I said, but you're lying. You shouldn't even want to do that as an attorney, as an officer of the court with an oath. I was a claims adjuster, and I got more ethical shit going on than you do right now. And I owe way more student loans than you do right now. So I called Poochie Mouth. I say, Poochie Mouth, it's a good day for me, bad day for you. If it's real important for you to put me out, Poochie, then it's going to be real important for me to report you to the board and to do all of that. It's important to me now anyway. So my thing is, like I said before, let's work it out. Because nobody's intention was never to pay you. My intention was to pay you what I owe you. Your intention was to put me out no matter what, under what cause. Now, I got all kind of people, not to mention the lady that used to work here, okay? Whether she's going to come and lie too, okay? Well, all y'all lying and the people that live here and me, I think they're going to believe me. So you need to work out your shit. I called an attorney, and he said, look, Stacy, don't worry about nothing. Tell the chair. If that ain't enough time on your door, you call me, and we'll get you more time. But if that is your intention to move the hell up out of racist-ass Sacramento, baby, I'm going to help you do it, and you do what you need to do, and you take as much time as you need to do, because some people will just do anything. But what I told Poochie Mouth, I said, Poochie Mouth, because he ain't answered the phone since that court date. Yeah, he is, and I've left him about four messages giving him updates on new information on what was going to happen, and my intention was to pay them, but not to pay them more than what I owe them. And my last statement to Poochie Mouth was, look, Poochie, don't ever, as long as you live, mess with the child of the Most High God. You encouraged your client to perjure, and all at that time it was against a dumb nigga and y'all. Now we're going to involve a whole bunch of other people, and it ain't as easy as it was just an hour ago, Poochie Mouth. So when you a child of the Most High God, don't ever doubt yourself and never doubt God when you believing in God. Anybody that don't want to listen to the power that God gives you, they ignorant, they lost, and they can go. What I want people to know is when you think you look like a sheep, baby, you is the tiger, because your daddy is the king of the jungle, never wither in your face. Always ask your father what you should do next. Don't ask people. Ask your father, and every time, every time, every time, he will give you a victory. We're going to play New Life, because I'm going to L.A. I'm going to see my mama and daddy's grave every Sunday. I'm going to make sure it's clean. I'm going to go find out what's up with my sister. I'm going to find my two best friends and get my shit back, because what the devil took and stole, that nigga got to give it back. In Jesus' name, I'll be back. This is a diary, and this is your host, Stacey Johnson, and the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers. And I've been doing stuff my whole life. My mama let me get a job at 14. I was a camp counselor in the daytime. I was an A student my whole life. Went to UCLA for a year and walked off about 40 pounds before I said I'm leaving. Went to another college, DeVry University, and got my degree. After that, I got caught up, got married, okay? Did that until, I guess, ignoring somebody does make them go away. And because what good are you? And when, when you're up some good, I'll pay attention to you. That never happened. Then the kids. From 1988 to 2010, and the boys, Jessie left. That's why I love her. She just left. The mother ones left, come back, start trouble, keep starting trouble. And, you know, I'm here today, work for them so hard, made $60,000 a year as a claims adjuster just to lose my job, and owed $57,000 at a discount for raising some Negro's children while he philander all over the place. But, you know, you never leave this earth without paying your debts. I don't care what kind they are. I'm the first one to know. That's why I try to jump on mine before they jump me. And that's just what I'm doing. Going back to L.A., I don't have no kids no more. I don't have no burdens. I could live on the beach if I wanted to. But you know what? I can live on the beach with a peace of mind knowing I did my very best for my children who are grown. I did my very best for myself. I educated myself. I did my best to try to be a responsible member of society. I voted. I have a nonprofit organization. I try to give back to people because I felt so blessed how God was blessing me and continues to do so. I give to this day. Giving never stops, because when you stop giving, you stop getting, baby. That's why if you broke and broke down, look at how much you give. And giving doesn't necessarily mean money. See, this country, this world got people, regular people all messed up. we all messed up, because we just messed up. So it's the end time, so God is choosing his people, and he's choosing really, really good people out there to talk to people and get them right. Like my girl Joyce Meyer, she a good person to listen to. She'll get you right, because she used to be churchy, and now she's godly, she's really, she's universy. She knows, you know, and you see her transformation from looking like an old grandma to damn near looking as young as me, and she's 70. God transforms you when you follow and you worship the true God. Sometimes you don't need money to get out your situation. You don't need anything to get out of your situation but God. God gives you what you need. God told me yesterday, stop asking people for shit. Have you noticed every time you call and ask somebody for something, they never got it? I'm like, yeah, but I should be able to ask those people because they've been able to ask me. He said, I ain't got shit to do with it. I want you, Stacy, from this point on in your life to ask me. I'll move the people. And that's how God does it. So I'm looking forward to wrapping shit up here in Sacramento. Be on probably just on Sundays until I do. My niece is looking forward to Thanksgiving together, you know, doing family stuff. You know, police going to call. They're going to be called on me because I'm going to be on my mama's grave doing, you know, making barbecue with my people from down south. You know, we got a little party at mom and daddy's grave today, baby. Come on, we got some grits and some greens. Come on. Willa Mae Johnson been waiting a long time to get back some love, baby. Mom and dad, I'm sorry. You know, it takes us a while, but you had me at 40. You should have known I wasn't going to be around or old enough to have no sense to do nothing. But I got sense now, and everything is good. And, you know, I'm like Martin Luther King shit. He said, I don't know what's going to happen to me. And I was not like him because, you know, the end of it ain't going to be the same, baby. I don't know what's going to happen to me now. But I just want to do God's will. That's it. I don't know. But you know what? When my homie said, Stacy, I see what you do, and you handle stuff with so much class. You know, it's like, man, that made me feel like, okay, see, God, you know, we got to make sure it's right because we got to glorify your name. Everything you know I've been doing, I do to glorify your name. So we got to just keep it going, keep it rolling. And I'm just so grateful for everything. I get up at 3 to 4 so the warrior can be right there in the sky and I can just give thanks to nature and God and the stars and know that I'm a part of that and I'm going to return to that. And I give thanks for my business that over the years through my high school education prepare me for college, through my college education, through personal goals I tried to reach as a claims adjuster. God just lifted me in so many ways. I used to win lunches because those people that I worked with, mostly of the Caucasian persuasion, you know, they came out of high school and got the job. I had to have a degree. I had 10 years as a page repair business, all my own, that and a degree. And then I had 2 professional designations, and they still was making more money than me. But every bet, I said, nope, your kid doesn't have to be 21 years old to drink alcohol. He only has to be 21 to buy it. Okay, go look. Okay, well, I want lunch at Chili's. Stacy got lunch at Chili's. Because, you know, of course, you're black here in Sacramento. You don't know shit. So I've given Sacramento the best that I've got. Mr. Kevin Johnson, you can have it with your dry self and your dry city. And, you know, it's the capital, but it's dry. People are scared to do business, and black people are just scared, period. And white people are scared of black people, but it's too conservative. I don't even know why I'm here anyway. So this is the diary. This is where I love you. We're going to play another song because I'm so happy. You know, just the thought of going and being with my niece, and we already talked about the thing. She had a baby. So I'm like, look, I want to babysit your baby when you go somewhere. I'm that kind of auntie. I ain't but 47 years old, baby. All right, so we're going to have a good time. Let's play another. No, we ain't going to play no song. Yeah, we got 6 minutes. I'm going to take another break because I need to take a break. I need to go potty. So I'll be back. Funky Dan. That's the next lick we're going to play. And God is real. We are real. Have faith that never wavers. No matter what you want to do, And we'll talk about some other stuff in the last couple minutes, you know. I mean, people aren't great all by themselves. People get great by listening to great people. So that's my hope, to listen to great people and become great and do great things. This is Stacy the Great. Gotta go do party. All right, this is a diary, and this is Stacy, and this is Sunday, the 23rd, and that's Tipsy Turvy in the background, my reggae music I love to listen to so much. And, you know, we're almost finished for today, and I'll be back in a week, and with hopefully some really, really other good news. But my hope is to be somewhere between here and Monterey and some hotel broadcasting at that time, because I'm going to take my time, go down the coast and go home, ship my stuff early, and give all the glory to God that anything that ever used to worry me don't. Because, you know, I know God is in charge, and he's in charge for me. He didn't have to make that girl be there for me when I showed up and tell me the truth. He didn't have to do that. You know, God honored me. He honored me, and so I got to continue to honor God. And if you think God ain't real, it's because maybe you don't honor him, so he don't show himself strong in your life. Begin to honor him. Give him your first part of every day. Give him your heart and let him know that you love him. Because he loves us too. Give all respect to people that came before you, that made things wonderful for you, whether it's God, your parents, your teachers, your auntie, you know, whoever it is. Because giving thanks and praising God, that's what it's all about. Join me next week. Let's see what is new. And just have faith and know that if you're doing the right thing, God will always come through for you. He will never, ever let one of his children be put to shame. That's what I stand on. Every time I talk, every time I go outside, I know my reputation, my name, my business, everything I put in his hands. Because he's bigger than me, he loves me, and he loves you too. And so do I, and I will see you next week.